October 22, 2023. 29th Sunday of Ordinary Time, Year A. At that he, Jesus, said to them, "Then repay to Caesar what belongs to Caesar and to God what belongs to God." This response from Jesus to the Pharisees and Herodians in today's Gospel reading from the Gospel according to St. Matthew chapter 22, verse 15-21 emphasizes the importance of faithfulness to God. Yes, giving to Caesar what belongs to him entails paying the census tax to Caesar, but that shows faithfulness, loyalty, dedication, and respect to him. This in turn shows us that it is our duty, obligation, and responsibility to be faithful, loyal, dedicated and respectful to God. This emphasis on faithfulness to God is the reason why St. Paul in today's second reading, in his first letter to the Thessalonians, chapter 1, verse 1-5, said, "We give thanks to God always for all of you, remembering you in our prayers, unceasingly calling to mind your work of faith and labor of love and endurance in hope of our Lord Jesus Christ." This emphasizes on faithfulness to God is also the reason why God called his anointed, Cyrus, in today's first reading from the book of the prophet Isaiah chapter 45, verse 1-6, and reminded him to be faithful to him, because he is the Lord and there is no God besides him. And that he has called him by his name, grasped him, given him a title, subdued nations before him, made kings run in his service, and opened doors before him. My dear brothers and sisters in Christ, it is a well-known fact that faithfulness entails loyalty, love, trust, and hope in God, but it is also important to note that we are called to live it out in our daily lives. Since it is our duty, obligation, and responsibility to be faithful, loyal, dedicated and respectful to God, are we faithful, loyal, dedicated and respectful to Him? How can we be more faithful to God, or how can we show our faithfulness to God? We can be more faithful to God by loving Him better, which means, welcoming Him into our lives, hearing and accepting His words and teachings. We can be more faithful to God by being dedicated and committed to Him, which entails making the firm decision to obey Him and live out His gospel daily. We can be more faithful to God by being more patient to accept the challenges, struggles, suffering, difficulties and disappointments that come our way as we answer our call to discipleship. Lastly, we can be more faithful to God by being steadfast in Him, that is, being firm, resolute and unwavering in our faith in Him. So let us work harder today to be more faithful to God as today's readings emphasize, by loving Him better, by being dedicated and committed to Him, by being more patient as His children and disciples, and lastly by being steadfast in Him. For more, visit us at www.revfico.com. Remain Godful and stay blessed.